Big Branch is a huge park along Lake Pontchartrain, encompassing marshes, hardwood forests, and pine ridges. But on this day, volunteers stay close to headquarters to tidy up. Park Ranger David Stoughton leads a crew of volunteers on what he calls a work-play day, where volunteers spend the morning working and then go canoeing after lunch.
So these are the camellias. You know, they're just starting to bloom. And we've got about 400 different varieties on the ground. You know, this is the perfect time to start trimming them up. We want them to look like this. From your hip down, everything is kind of, from the hip down, you know, everything is kind of bare to the trunk of the tree. And then we'll want to put a little bit of this pine straw around here to kind of make it look pretty. And the pine straw helps prevent future growth and weeds and things. So that's the goal. And so we'll start right on this row of camellias, and we'll break down and so we can spread out in line. And once we get going, we'll start making some pretty good progress.
About 30 people weed and mulch garden beds and trim underbrush. They were planted in the 1930s by a judge from New Orleans, then sold to former Governor Richard Leisch. He's the one who sold the land to the Redemptorist Order of Priests. They built a seminary and took care of the gardens until the Conservation Fund bought it for the Fish and Wildlife Service in the 1990s. Kevin Park is a med school student at Ochsner. He just moved to Louisiana and was happy to be outside on a warm spring day, working alongside his classmates.
Now, living in a big city like San Francisco, we do get opportunities, but then not quite as like this, and then it's never organized, so we actually actively have, I would actually have to actively go out and search for it, but it's great to come out in the outdoors and, you know, actually get to see the different side of Louisiana.
Refuge manager Danny Bro says volunteers like Park play a huge role. With 18,000 acres and only 20 full-time staff, it's hard to get everything done.
We try to do a lot of things within the budget that we have. We have lost a lot of our budget over the last few, I'd say 10 years. And volunteers are a component that sort of emerged out of that. We, in the past, have done our own thing. And then when we find out, well, when we're short of staff and we're short of funds, we have to do something different.
So they've partnered with a number of volunteer groups, like the Coalition of National Park Service Retirees.
David Burrier, a retired attorney from Illinois, migrated with his wife for the winter in order to live at Big Branch and volunteer. He spreads pine needles under the camellias near a parking lot.
Our RV is right behind this one on the other side. This is where we stay, and they provide electricity, propane, sewer, and water for us. So it makes it really nice. It's very secluded, quiet. And it's a lot warmer than it is in Illinois. They've been having like zero temperatures and a couple of feet of snow. So it's been nice to be here.
He says they've been to a few different national parks to volunteer for the winter months, but Big Branch is their favorite. Ranger Stoughton says volunteers enjoy the work and learn from it.
For a lot of people, it'll be the first time they've gone on a canoe or the first time they've had an opportunity to walk some nature trails in the area, a first time to kind of get a greater appreciation for some of the other natural resources and some of the animals that live here.
After all the camellias are trimmed and mulched, volunteers climb into canoes for a little fun on the bayou. It was Park's first time in a swamp.
This is beautiful. This is such a new scenery for me. Magnificent and gorgeous. A reflection of the water, you know, trees and water coming together, skies all melting. Into the surface of the water, reflecting trees, moss just, you know, dangling and blowing through the winds. You hear the birds, it's quiet. Yeah, it's wonderful.
He says the work was definitely worth it for the play. Due to the help of 500 volunteers like Park each year, Big Branch is as beautiful and thriving as ever. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.